Welcome to the Temple, the official Mayan Factor podcast. Today it is our special pleasure to have Lenny joining us in the Temple. He is the new leader of the Mayan Factor. He has picked up the torch to lead the tribe. And it is our very special honor to have him here tonight. He is also a member of the Infinite Staircase. You can also find them at Lip Project or Lip Crochet. I'm embarrassed that I don't know how to say that right. Anyway, everybody, welcome Lenny to the Temple. Good evening. Welcome to the Mayan Factor Temple. Tonight we have Lenny with us. And we're going to be talking to you about some things, I guess, all Lenny. Hey, Lenny, thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on? This is awesome, man. Success, as always. And we got the 4th of July behind us. The dogs going a little crazy.
The 4th of July on Staten Island.
Yeah. Let's see if we can settle them down a little bit. But, man, glad to be here. What's happening?
Not too much, man. I'm pretty excited about getting together here next couple weeks to do some jamming and some recording, man. I'm really excited about it. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about joining the Mayans and sort of where you came from and, you know, how you got here. Can you just give us, you know, a real quick blurb about you and sort of where you come from?
Yeah, you know, I love how I was introduced to the Mayan Factor, just because it's one of those funny things where, you know, my brother Jeff, he runs a lot of my stuff. You know, I do all sorts of things. And one day, Dan and Kevin were like, "Hey, dude, do you know anybody that can play acoustic and sing? And maybe, because we got this thing that just won't die. And people just want this shit, Joe, all over the place. Like, what are you talking about?" He's like, here's a link. And that was the first time I heard Warflower. And within 30 seconds, I'm blown away. I'm like, what the hell is this? And yes, I want to be part of this. But I was like, but can I do it? And I'm like, what kind of tuning are we doing here, guys? Open D, this and that, the other thing. And then before you know it, I mean, it's hypnotizing. And then one song after the other, I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. And I can feel the lyrics and feel the melodies and feel the passion that you guys have and everything. I was like, I would love to be part of this. So, man, I was so, so anxious about coming out the first time. Like, there's no way I could live up to Ray. I mean, the guy, he's got his legacy already, you know, and I think the cool thing was we all just kind of got together and jammed, and we're like, you know what, this fucking feels good. So, right, I mean, hopefully you guys, right, is that how it went or what?
I'll be honest, I can remember when, I can't even remember who it was that approached me and said, hey, there's a, maybe it was Kevin, or I think it was Dan. I think it was Dan that called me and said, hey, man, there's this new guy, we you know, we met him, he's recorded a couple of the songs, you should check him out, we should get together and play. You know, and they sent me the song, so I was like, you know, he's doing okay. I was like, that's all right. In my mind, I thought to myself, you know, we'll get together and we'll jam on the songs, you know, and it'll feel great to play the songs again. If nothing else happens, it's great to see the guys. It'll be great to play the songs, and I really didn't think much of it. It was cool because once we got together, like, it was instantly apparent that the vibe was there, the feeling was there, and it was just right. Like, the groove was, it was just, like, I don't know, how did it feel, like, for me, someone who's played these songs for a long time, like, I didn't really think I was going to be like, holy shit, but then I got there and I was, holy shit, you know, and I don't, like, what was it like for you playing these songs, like, the first couple times we got together and played?
I'll be honest, like, I think Dan was the one that said the first, I was like, all right, so guys, what are we going to jam on first? And he goes, Warflower, like,
it's like no pressure or anything. Don't fuck that one up.
Man, let's just jump in, feet first, and let's do it, right? And it was, I don't know if it was the very first time we played it together, but one of the first few times we played together, we ended the song, and there was silence for like 30 seconds. And everybody was just like, silence after a song like that is either really good or really bad.
You know, right.
Every time I play with you guys, since then, like, every song is an experience, and I think that's what the fans love about you guys and everything, and I hope I can really fill that niche, not to take over, but to actually just keep it going, you know. And I know it's been said, you know, that he's going to carry the torch, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how people want to put it or whatever, but I think it's just awesome that the music is genuine, it's sincere, and you guys are all awesome and everything, and I'm so happy to be brought into the Mayan family, and I hope we can do some really crazy cool stuff with it. I think we already are. I think it's just fun and good and good people. I mean, it goes a long way, right?
Well, I gotta tell you, no one's gonna keep it real like your wife or your girlfriend's gonna keep it real. She came out and saw us play the acoustic set up at PA, and like her first impression was, you know, as soon as we started playing the set, like as soon as we started playing, like it wasn't like you sounded this way or the, you know, the song was this. It was, you know, I could feel the pressure build in the room. Like I could just feel the release as the song was going out. She was like, you could just feel the energy. And it, like to me, that, you know, she's, if it sucked, she'd have been like, you guys suck. Stop doing that. It's no good. You know, but. You know, it was
like, send this guy home.
Yeah, you know, it was really good. You know, for at least at my perspective, it's, you know, you're doing the songs as Lenny, which is, you know, you're doing the songs your way, and I'm real excited to see what we're going to be coming up with.
I mean, I appreciate that, and I feel it, man. And what I love about when I'm working on the music that you guys have, right, is like the passion is evident when you're able to create like that. It's just good things are going to come, you know, and I'm so excited, you know, I really am, and I love you guys so much, and I'm really, really amped to be part of it, man. I love it.
I mean, the question, you know, of course everybody wants to know is, you know, do you feel any pressure taking over this position? Like, you know, no one's expecting no one's expecting you to be Ray, but...
Yeah, that's crazy. That's one thing I got to say about... Initially, I was actually very just like, oh, man, because you guys have such a solid fan base, and Ray was one of a kind and wrote some crazy stuff, and you guys worked so well together. So, yeah, at first, I'll be honest, at first, I was like, well, there's no way I could fill this niche. I'm just going to do my thing. And everybody's been so cool with me, and I think the best compliment I've gotten from so many people is, we dig that you're doing it your way, that you're not trying to cover Ray. You're doing it your way, and again, like people tell me, we feel that you're into it, and like the passion is there. Hopefully, you know, because then, hey, life is life, right? And this shit's intense, you know. So I love the balance of we're all kooky and crazy and fun and everything, but then we play serious music and then we make jokes in between and do everything. You know, that's the way you gotta do it, man.
If it's not fun, don't do it, you know.
yeah, man. You know, you gotta have that balance, right. You know, yin yang. You know, and it's really cool. And I mean, I've seen so many cool comments of people on Facebook that have been following you guys forever and are actually accepting me as like, hey, man, let's see what happens. You know, and I'm like, wow, this is, I love it. I'm embracing this 1,000%, man. I love you guys too, and you know that.
I think I can safely say for most of us, we're all really excited to see where this is going to go. You know, if it's not too much to ask, I know that you had mentioned before that, you know, the music had spoke with you, you know, on a personal level. Is it taboo to talk about that with you, or?
Well, no, man. I mean, yeah, I mean, everybody knows about the history of such members that, you know, like Ray's lifestyle and stuff. You know, my girl, dear and near to my heart, with her 9 years, and, you know, she passed away couple years ago, some substance abuse, and so when I hear these songs, Tickets to Paradon, like, I can't explain, I have goosebumps right now as I just said that, you know what I mean, and it's just one of those things, it's the 27 Club, man, it's what we breathe and live every day, but at the same time, you know, it's just so crazy and so weird, but yeah, it's so personal because the lyrics just are so sincere and genuine and brutal at the same time, you know, so it's so easy for me to dive into it deep, you know, and I can really dive in, especially knowing I got a guy like you wailing that guitar, man, and that pedal board you got, to me, is, I mean, that might as well be a time machine. Like, what the hell is that, man? You know, and but I know you got that shit going on, and it all comes together, man, and I think when we did that, I think the Warflower in PA, in Virginia, I mean, it was just crazy. It just felt so good, and everybody there was feeling it. I feel like, you know, defending Kane, too, everybody was just like, Like, dude, I mean, I got hugged by people. They're like, I knew Ray. Good job, man. Not duplicating him, but respecting him, hopefully, you know, and hope that keeps going that way. But, man, yeah, it's personal and it's great.
Great to play those songs again and hear people sing the songs while we're playing them. You know,
that was really crazy, fantastic too. Yeah, the chorus at the Warflower, especially, like, hearing people out. Yeah, like you said, man, that's freaking cool. I mean, I could stop singing for a second and the people are still singing. It's like the first time they've seen me with you guys. And, you know, I mean, no fingers up in the air. It was fists in the air. It was freaking, you know, horns in the air. You know what I'm saying? It was good stuff, man. And I hope that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I think it is.
Well, look, man, I think there's a lot of good things to come. There's a lot of good music coming here, you know, in the future. Is there anything else you'd like to say to people now or any ideas on where you'd like to see things go?
Well, man, you know, like I said, I only work with people that I love, and I love you guys, you know, and I appreciate you guys bringing me into the family, and my family and everything is so cool, so genuine, and I look forward to everything that's going to come in, and I have no doubt that this is going to be something cool regardless. I mean, it's not about money, it's not about fame, it's about sincerity, it's about being genuine, and you guys definitely have that. I mean, I can't say it enough that I love you guys. And I look forward to what the future is going to bring. And I hope people are into it too, you know, and hear what we're going to bring.
Nah, man, I think we're all on the same page. Hey, thanks for joining me for the temple tonight. And we will definitely be doing this again sometime soon, I hope.
Hey, dude, I hope that we see each other real soon and make this shit happen.
Good deal, man. Hey, take care. Have a good night.
The world makes mine the sun.